My issues are always relationships, right? So wedding is next weekend. Things are going
Oh,
amazing.
nice.
Amazing, they are. In that respect, the only thing I have going now, and I swear I raised my hand not thinking I'd get called on and meant to lower it, but no, I need it. We have all the boys and now all the daughter-in-laws and all the things, but my middle child is he has a couple of children by other women and is now engaged to be married, and his future wife, one of the Raylan's mother, which is the one I babysat for a while and that sort of thing, she doesn't think that we should have any contact. Everything should go through Tristan, and so we're gonna have a sit down conversation after the wedding, which of course Caitlin is in. And so because her and Jasmine are, which is the bride, are real good friends and have been for several years. And so I don't have any contact with her and have not had since. Okay, so now I have company. Hold on. Daniel, can you leave for just a minute? I'm busy. Okay, go get in the shower. Run. Love you. Watch your mouth. I'm busy. Love you. So, any rate, I don't, sorry about that. So I try to be respectful, and I haven't had any contact with her outside of directly revolving around Raylan. And like she had a really bad tire on her car one day. That's the business we're in, so she brought it to us, and that's a problem. Annie's mother will FaceTime me, and Annie will be on the phone and lets me speak to Annie, and that seems to be a problem. And so
Who
I'm
is this a
talking
problem for?
for Jenna.
Okay. And why does this concern you?
Because she's cut contact and I'm at the risk of losing a relationship with my son because she has a problem with it. And I wasn't going to cry. I haven't been even upset about it. The
What of
very
this is within your control, Trudy?
whether or not I choose to cut all contact with my grandchildren outside of going through Tristan.
Okay. So
And
what do you want to do?
am I willing to do that?
No, I asked you
No.
what you wanted to do.
What do I want to do? I want to be there for my grandchildren, period.
Okay.
And I want to be there for her and the future children and for my son and but it's not one of those worlds.
Well, it depends on what how you define, depends on how you define I want to be there for them.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to be there for someone means leaving them alone.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to be there for someone means being at their house every day, babysitting.
Oh, it's not that close. No, it's not there.
Right?
Yeah, it's definitely not.
I had a very good friend, like super good friend, a little over a year ago, get a health diagnosis
Right.
that she was astounded by. I mean, crippled by. And she said, "I need some time. I need to just hunker down by myself for a little while. I need time."
Right.
And my nature is, I should check on her. I should be there for her. I should do these things. Da, 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 da. But that's not what she wanted.
Right.
What she wanted was time, was quiet, was no contact, was not someone in her knickers all the time asking her how she was.
Right.
So that's how I was there for her, by not being there for her, by her knowing how to find me, but not being,
Yeah,
who
and I'm
I would normally be,
right. And
right?
I'm not like in her face with things or anything like that. It's just like really awkward at social situations when there's not even any speaking at
And
all.
that's because you're trying to fit a mold that doesn't fit you. I think you just need to be Trudy.
Yeah, and I've been really good at working on that.
Yeah.
Really good at and not making things be what they're not, just letting them happen and letting them, letting them be. So I've been
Yeah.
good at that. I really have. And I don't
So
know.
there's a balance between, honoring requests and doing what you think is right. And
Yes.
only you know. I can't tell you what that balance is in your family.
Correct.
Only you know, because you're the one you lay down with at night and go over the day with in your head. And I
Right.
want you to lay down at night and go, I did the very best I could today to manage all of this stuff that's going on in my family.
And that I do
And to
all
manage
the time.
everything one piece at a time. So that if one person comes up and says, you talk to them and you shouldn't have, you can say, oh no, I managed it exactly like I needed to.
And I did. I mean,
Yeah. And
there's.
that's the relationship you build with yourself in your own self-concept. Is being the person that you know you are and liking who she is. And I know you are good as gold on the inside and loving on everybody. But I need you to stop trying to fit into a mold that doesn't suit Trudy. Be Trudy, because that's who everybody knows and loves. And balance that with the requests of other people. I'm gonna make you cry too.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose another son, and I don't know why the very first relationships camp I worked on my oldest son Stuart and his wife Amber, and Amber hasn't spoken to her parents in like 4 years, so. Just the fact that they have something to do with us and like we get to attend some of the kids' events is huge because.
Or it's because, that's just the state of the relationship. Don't
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it that big a deal.
Well, I
I mean, because
mean,
that pulls you into compare, right?
right. And I'm not
I
trying
mean,
to, that I'm just saying that. It's that relationship is strained as it is, but it's been Stuart's personality to push away this whole time. But our younger two kids, because there's 9 years between Stuart and Tristan, and then there's Daniel. And so our younger kids, we've always been extremely close to. So it's just hard to picture. The whole, not seeing them or being part of their, and I don't mean everyday world even because that's not even,
when you're thinking in that way, are you showing up as the warm, loving, caring mom and grandma that you want to be? When you're surrounded with all this worry and dread about what might happen?
And I try to do all of that away from them and just
Or,
let things be.
but it
No.
rides around in the
Right.
back of
It
your
does.
head,
It does. It
right? So you're
runs.
basically muting yourself and very, very guarded instead of,
Yes.
man, world, and I love you.
Yeah, you're right. I am guarded
Yeah.
and quiet
Yeah.
because I don't want to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or piss somebody else off
But the
because
wrong thing
they're
in
going to be
whose
mad anyway.
eyes? So, this is a really important point here, Trudy.
Yeah.
You can either be muted, Trudy, which is fairly inauthentic, right?
Is.
Or you can be yourself and let people know you are, this is who you are, and feel good about the way you go to bed at night. Because I
Right.
bet muted, guarded Trudy goes back through the days and go, did I do that right? Did I do that right? Did I do that right?
Been trying really hard not to,
But then
but and
authentic
just
Trudy is
accepted.
like, girl, here I am.
I did what I knew I needed to do,
Yeah.
but then I need to do that, like be myself. but also respect the fact that they don't want me walking in the room to hug them. You know, they don't want me to,
You know, if they've
you
set
know,
up some constraints like that,
they
that's
have.
to me, that's different,
Yeah.
okay, than actually muting who you are.
Yeah.
They know you want to walk in and hug everybody.
They do.
They just ask you not to. So you go in, what I would do is I'd walk in and I'd pat everybody. I might not be able to hug you, but let's see if I can get away with a pat.
Okay.
Right? Especially
Yeah.
if you're a physical touch kind of person.
Oh, I am. I am.
Yeah. Just as they walk by, just a little touch on the arm,
I can do
little, nuzzle, a little whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I can do all that. And it's been really good. There was just a situation on Friday evening where with Stuart and of course my husband. And I don't know if he called Tristan or if Tristan called him because he's like, I'm tired of the way they treat you kind of thing. And I'm like, it's not, because I don't say anything. I leave it. I learned a long time ago not to say anything to him because he wants to fix it for me. You know, it's his job to protect me. And that's exactly what he wants to do is protect me. So I learned a long time ago not to say anything to him. But of course, things always get back to him. And so he was like, no, we need to take care of this now. And of course, the wedding's next week. And I'm like, just take a chill pill, you know, just chill. And so, but it has been said very clearly that they want me to have absolutely no contact with the grandchildren outside of going through Tristan. So, okay.
Okay, so go through Tristan. Have
I'll go
contact with
through
the
every single
grandkids.
time. I want to talk to
But you can't
kids.
control if they approach you.
And that's the thing. They approach me and they want me to tell them that I can't. They have to go through Tristan. But like the situation with her tire, Tristan was nowhere around for the whole entire thing, but he pulled up right before she left. So somebody got mad. And I'm like,
So then
this
you
is what
answer
we
the
do.
question.
I'm not going to
Dude,
let my
she had a
grandchild
tire. Like,
drive around on a bad tire.
I think you can figure out how to manage this as
Yeah.
long as you remain authentic to who you are. Because
And that's
we could piecemeal every conversation, take
we
another
could,
hour of
but I'm
this
not.
call,
And we're
right?
not, because it's not, the details are not important. I have
Right.
to be who I am.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay.
And thank
You do you, boo.
you. Yep, thanks.